During their recruitment into the Pakistani Taliban, Pakistani children were assigned new names, aliases, in order to develop new personalities aimed at detaching them from their past lives, including their family members, and making them a part of a greater cause. Psychologists at Sabaun, a rehabilitation facility for child militants who were forcibly recruited by the TTP, considered this a metaphoric murder, as the child's personality was removed or extinguished, a form of de-individualization, to make way for the new identity. This loss of self-identity in a group setting leads to conformity, apathy, and obedience to authority. Beyond inveterate poverty and few educational opportunities, the absence of a strong male figure in the family and chronic insecurity, both physical and economic, may likewise make children vulnerable to recruitment. These are some of the same conditions that facilitate the entry of child soldiers into militias and warring criminal gangs. But while the environmental conditions across all types of children involved in violence look similar, the actual processes by which children become involved differ from those by which adults do, and may even differ from one terrorist group to the next. The Quaker office at the United Nations insists, however, that children do not go to war for economic gain or to advance their careers. They are moved by patriotism to defend their country, by their religious faith to seek martyrdom in war, or are stirred by the idea of freedom to join the national liberation movements. Many of the countries and regions where child soldiers are present have been blighted by years of social strife and civil war. In Colombia's 52-year civil war, children constituted one quarter of the combatants in the guerrilla forces or paramilitaries. According to Joe Becker, the guerrillas and paramilitaries recruited children as young as 8 to carry supplies or information, act as early warning guards, or carry explosives. By the time they were 13, most child soldiers were trained in the use of automatic weapons, mortars, grenades, and explosives. Children participated in battles and were often expected to torture or execute captured enemies. During civil war, governments collapse, their economies are ruined, they are unable to enforce law and order or provide the basic services, and the countries are beset by poverty, disease, and broken families. There are no rules of engagement in these situations. Civil wars also cause disruption in the family, primarily by taking the men away from the family to fight. These male figures of authority, the traditional role model or father figure, are replaced by coaches, religious leaders, and community leaders, as well as by peer groups. The absence of male authority also means that young boys become responsible for providing for and protecting the women of the family at a much earlier age. They learn to use a gun at the age of 6 or 7, and by the time they are 14 or 15, they go off to join the fight themselves. Children are also under severe peer pressure to sign up, to belong to something more organized than the streets, for a chance to attain some kind of glory or redeem their honor. Peter Singer's assertion that using children has been a way for even the weakest and most unpopular organizations to generate significant amounts of force with almost no investment appears to be correct. In Sri Lanka, the LTTE stepped up its use of young teenage operatives after it suffered a loss of manpower or high casualties. The Baby Tigers, Bakats, in Sri Lanka were established in 1984 after regular units suffered significant casualties during the 19-year civil war. According to the South Asia Terrorism Portal, after 1987, the LTTE integrated children with other units to offset heavy losses in combat. A study by UK-based Sri Lankan researcher Dushi Ranatunge revealed that at least 60% of the dead LTTE fighters were under 18 and were mostly girls and boys aged 10 to 16. In contrast to some terrorist organizations that recruit children and groom them over an extended period of time, groups that lack legitimacy or popularity will resort to trickery or use children so young that they are incapable of comprehending their actions.